Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
If you've been to the pharmacy in the last couple of weeks to fill a prescription, you may have been pleasantly surprised to find out that it costs less than it did a year ago. There have been some changes made to Medicare and prescription drug prices. Joining us right now, talk a little bit more about it, the AARP's Senior Director of Healthcare Costs and Access, Lee Purvis. Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
I know we did talk a bit last year about some of these changes that were coming in 2023, and well, here we are. It's 2023, and we're beginning to see some of those changes take place, aren't we?
We absolutely are. There are three big changes that have already started. The first one is starting as of January. If you're on Medicare, you no longer have to pay anything for vaccines that are recommended for older adults. Also starting this month, copays for a month's supply of insulin cannot be any higher than $35 per month. And finally, drug companies are going to have to start paying penalties if they increase their prices faster than inflation, which has been a huge issue for a very long time, where brand name drug companies have been increasing their prices faster than inflation, sometimes even twice as high. So that's going to help reduce the amount that people have to pay for their premiums and also for their cost sharing.
You mentioned free vaccines for Medicare beneficiaries this year. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So previously, Medicare beneficiaries had to pay cost sharing for those vaccines that were covered under their prescription drug plans. And depending on their plan and depending on where they were in the benefit, that cost sharing could actually reach hundreds of dollars. So now those vaccines that are recommended for adults will be free under prescription drug plans. And that includes vaccines like for shingles and other vaccines like for tetanus and whooping cough if they're recommended and they aren't already covered under another part of Medicare.
This obviously is going to impact a lot of people. I mean, here in Michigan, there's got to be a lot of people who are in Medicare and who use insulin. What is changing for those folks?
Yeah, diabetes is an incredibly common condition under Medicare. In Michigan, there are 2.1 million people who are on Medicare, and of those, over 120,000 are using insulin. So this is a really big impact for a very large number of people. And again, for those people, their monthly copayment for insulin will now be capped at $35. And that is a massive improvement for a lot of people because on average, people are paying around $50 per month for their insulin, sometimes as much as $100 per month. So that $35 cap is going to be a real meaningful improvement for those people.
As I understand it, Lee, there are some other changes on the horizon too, prescription drug price negotiations, out-of-pocket pricing caps. Talk a little bit more about what else is coming.
Yeah, there are a lot of really exciting changes that AARP is very enthusiastic about. First of all, Medicare is going to start limiting how much people have to spend on the drugs they pick up at the pharmacy. So starting next year, people in prescription drug plans will no longer have to pay any cost sharing after they reach catastrophic coverage. And that is a big deal because previously people could be responsible for 5% of their costs even when they were in catastrophic, and that led to some people having out-of-pocket costs that exceeded $10,000 per year. And now those high costs are going away. And then starting in 2025, people in prescription drug plans will actually have that out-of-pocket cap at $2,000, which is a huge improvement because about 1 million people in Medicare prescription drug plans had out-of-pocket costs that exceeded that amount. So that's going to be a really important protection for people who are facing high prescription drug costs.
Now this is,
and then the other thing people are very excited about is negotiation, which is finally allowing Medicare to negotiate the prices of prescription drugs that older Americans are using. And those first 10 drugs are going to be announced in the fall of this year. And this isn't a one-time thing. We're going to be adding more prescription drugs to those lists. There could be as many as 60 drugs with negotiated prices by 2030. And those first negotiated prices will become available in 2026.
Well, this is huge. And again, like I said, we kind of knew this was coming last year, but now that it's here, people want to know more about it. They, I'm sure, have questions. Where can people go to find out more about what we've been talking about here this morning, Lee?
Sure. People who want to learn more about this new law can go to aarp.org/rx.
All right. We will check it out. Lee, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Mm.